You can be blocked from similar courses, so your course in basketball that you took with this trainer, you'll be blocked from doing that again. You won't be able to do anything of the kind again. You could also be fined, which is obviously something everyone wants to avoid. And then the ultimate sort of worst thing, apart from being killed, is that's like the ultimate justice, if you like. Not that I agree with capital punishment, but there, like, you can also be eventually jailed, which is seems rather drastic, don't you think?
So the book, an article present in a library, consultable by a skilled audience, is largely replaced by the moving picture, the sound recording, the available vernacular culture, which puts an immense amount of information not at the disposal of the skilled, but at the doorstep of everyone.
And to make matters worse, ACTA isn't just being contained within the boundaries of the United States. It's international, meaning other countries are joining forces with ACTA, including Japan, Europe, and yes, Al-Qaeda. That's right, Al-Qaeda. And you know what that means. It's the entire world against you.
We've got internet censorship, loss of neutrality on the net. We've got loss of freedoms and restriction of civil rights. Punishment, e.g., removal of internet access, the total surveillance of all online activities, and last but not least, very much not least, restricted freedom of speech.
ACTA basically is if you download a file, send a file to a friend, send a picture to a friend, do whatever you know on the internet, upload, listen to music, what site you're on, there's going to be somebody watching you at all times, basically. And I know you're probably thinking, no, your internet service provider or whoever it is they were saying has to basically moderate what you're doing, what you're watching, and so on and so forth.
Apparently, your IP, you know, your IP,
Yes.
person. They are currently under law, they have to be secret about what you do. So if you're downloading a lot of illegal movies or you're downloading a lot of illegal music, they're not allowed to tell like the record companies or anything like that. But as part of this bill, the IP supplier doesn't actually have to be secretive about what you do. So your IP supplier could just grass you up and tell the government and get you prosecuted.
That's ridiculous, man. You know what I think about these dumb bills that they release every other fucking year? They should screw them up and stick them up their ass.
In the name of patents, ACTA would give large corporations the power to stop generic drugs before they reach the people who need them, and to stop the use of certain seeds for crops.
And you know what the United States does to anybody that even like downloads a few songs? Look at this woman, Jamie Thomas, a single mom, a Native American single mom, struggling to get by. Obama's Department of Justice is arguing that she needs to pay $1.5 million for just downloading 24 songs from Kazaa.
The book, which is the first mass-produced article in Western culture, is really the beginning of the process of industrialization of information.
Most powerful people in the world wanted it because why? Social networking is huge. It's a huge weapon that we have used and can use against the corporations, the mass elite. It's like the most powerful organisms in the world with our voices. And it's the power to communicate with anybody over the entire globe. They start censoring everything super hardcore. We won't be able to communicate unless we use direct words, like from the straight fucking dictionary that they cannot copyright, to speak to people.
You could, like, they just wouldn't be able to function. Because you wouldn't be able to speak your mind and do what you wanted to do, because half of the things that you said, even if they were just simple sentences, could be copyright.
And we're basically going to be cut off from YouTube because we can't watch videos because of copyright. We can't listen to music, copyright. And if you do, you're going to jail.
Think how screwed you are if you ever uploaded anything that was copyright infringing. Think how screwed you are if you ever downloaded something that was copyright infringing.
They should just work a way where they can use the internet to their advantage. They're basically just trying to cut everyone off for their own greed and money.
So that's a real big problem of democracy, and we really have a challenge of education. I mean, as it stands now, corporations are losing billions of dollars each year due to these actions. I don't think corporations want to destroy the internet. I think they make money off of the internet. They just don't want to get robbed. I get that. I don't want to get robbed. But if they're going to institute guidelines, they need to do so in a way that doesn't suppress human expression.
Internet's a great place, you know, to start new, do anything you want, and they're really cutting us off here.
World, a process of memory rather than a process of travel.
For the past 3 years, ACTA has been negotiated in secret by 39 countries. But the negotiators are not democratically elected representatives. They don't represent us, but they are deciding laws behind our backs.
Oh yeah, it's basically the reason that these bills are constantly being pushed is that there's old media styles trying to claw back the advantages that I had.
They just want the fucking money! That's all they ever want! Copyright this!
And the bill is too broad. It's basically like, oh, if you have any form of copyright on your computer, like, or sending copyright, and we catch you, you're fucked. You're going to jail. That it's too big. If they put it down to, like, if you stole a movie and we have proof, if there's any way that I know, it's a bit more difficult than that. But they're basically saying, if you send a picture to your friend, you know, that has maybe a logo in it by accident or something like that, you could be fucked over.
What we saw with ACTA and what we were starting to see with SOPA and PIPA is that the entertainment industry has a vested interest in sort of getting these bills through quickly. And you know, they want to have the most aggressive legal combat against piracy that they can. And it's in their best interest to kind of get the laws made and start enforcing it before the public has a chance to weigh in.
Made them want, told them what to want, gave them aspirations and concerns that were not the authentic product of their experience, but were the transferred product of vicarious experience.
In fact, ACTA says the opposite in many cases, says like freedom of speech must be protected, we must make sure that there's a legal process, etc., etc. ACTA is very clear in that. And then even on top of that, it has like this whole introduction that softens up the bill, saying like, implement it however you want. If you have measures in place to already do this, then no additional measures are required, etc., etc.
Protect people's privacy against modern technology and surveillance.
But it's also being voted on, okay, by people that haven't actually been democratically elected. What? Just what? So people who don't actually get voted into power have the power.
Can you imagine generic drugs that could save lives being banned?
The authors of the treaty were Japan and the United States. It also shouldn't surprise you that the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry of America were brought on as consultants.
So now they're going to have all these records and all these files, and all the big media companies are going to go, bonanza, we could bankrupt 25% of the people of the world. Boy, we can't wait to start writing those extradition notices for England.
ACTA was engineered in complete secrecy, bypassing government procedures, and the criminal punishment it allows alerted many.
Can you imagine seeds that could feed thousands being controlled and withheld in the name of patents?
Once this information became public, a group of 75 lawmakers signed a letter and sent it to Obama demanding that he did not sign the treaty. He did, along with New Zealand and Canada and Singapore and a crap ton of other countries.
And Poland.
What exactly it is in ACTA that should make us so worried?
American people realizing that copyright law that was written 100 years ago doesn't necessarily apply to the internet age. You know, there are organizations that have been working hard to sort of make sure that the law is keeping up with the technology. Organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is based out of San Francisco, that has been writing about and criticizing ACTA, you know, almost since the beginning, back since I think about 2008.
The patent laws and the copyright laws are basically about 17th and 18th century conditions implemented in 19th century ways, and then you know, redeployed in the 20th century to meet 21st century problems.
There's another piece of legislation that is still active, and it is an even bigger threat. It's called the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, or ACTA.
As you point out, we're using Google, we're using Microsoft to... No, that's only part of it. It's got the back door. The whole thing is designed to see what you're doing.
ACTA, aims to make internet service and access providers legally responsible for what their users do online, turning them into private copyright police and judge, censoring their networks.
You know, but it's really pissing me off to see that it's people who want to fuck our lives up. Seriously. It's always the rich people who got some shit going on. Poor people don't never put shit like this together.
I think it's a general problem of contemporary politics that many issues are too complex for ordinary people, ordinary users to grasp, so they have to rely on experts.
The treaty looks to establish standards for intellectual property rights, but opponents claim its passing could cripple freedom of expression and establish a censorship firewall on the internet.
It won't really work because the internet has gotten to a point where it's so big and stuff that I think we'll be fine, to be honest, but maybe I'm just an optimist.
You are supporting ACTA and you are part of the Illuminati or whatever, but nothing can be farther from the truth.
Part of ACTA is what I would translate as, we are going to fight piracy together, no borders. That is Article 33.
They're coming after you. Make sure you tell the world what's going on here, because this is only the start.
My dear friends, music and movie industry lobbyists keep telling us that we need to get rid of file sharing on the internet.
And they're going to use copyright infringement worldwide to drag you here to stock our slave labor camps. Isn't this exciting? You're going to get a free trip to America to work in one of our slave labor camps. And they do everything they can to write up every violation you do there to keep you there forever. That's right. It's a lifetime investment because you downloaded some things overseas so they can extradite you here to become one of our slaves.
Now, when it comes to an issue like this, the ACTA movement here, the ACTA documents, do you think the average internet user is actually going to understand the implications here? I mean, it does seem to have some fairly murky details. A lot of people might just not understand it, and they, I suppose there could be subjective problems here.
This is insane. This should not have been allowed to happen, but it is. We're screwed.
Culture is profitable if you can buy it cheap and sell it dear. And it is to that extent profitable because it's special, different, or unique.
They also have the ability to monitor your laptop and your MP3 players. They can take them off you when you're crossing borders to different countries and scan them for illegally downloaded content. And if they find it, you're in jail.
When you go to watch a video with music or whatever, copyrighted music, this video is banned in certain countries. That's the beginning of ACTA coming in.
If you're going out of the country or into a country that has signed this bill, apparently it sounds really dumb, but they're going to be able to like scan your iPod or go through your iPod manually, and your laptop as well. And if you have any copyrighted content that you haven't paid for, I don't know how they detect that. If you have that on your laptop or your iPod, apparently they're going to prosecute.
We're too late. ACTA, the agreement that ACTA wanted, has already been signed.
Counterfeiting, or counterfeit rather, literally means the fraudulent imitation of something else, okay? However, when files are copied on the internet, they aren't actually imitations because they're not actually being stolen, the file isn't removed, they are exactly the same thing. The bytes are arranged in exactly the same way. There's no difference between one and the other.
Welcome to the police state, because you're going to become a permanent part of it. Look at this. The United States imprisons a larger percentage of its population than any country on Earth. 20% more people than even Russia imprisons. Of course, the United States is proud of the fact that they're one of the only countries on Earth that execute minor children, even for nonviolent offenses. Is this the tourist destination you want to bring your family to?
Bypassing our democratic processes, they impose new criminal sanctions to stop online file sharing.
All felt excluded from the debate. They all felt excluded from the conversation how to deal with privacy and with piracy and the whole problem we see online. So therefore, they felt the need to urgently say something to their representatives.
What floods into France, as Robert Darnton showed in thinking about 18th century French culture, what flows into France from the presses of Amsterdam is what the French aren't allowed to make for themselves, which is why pornography and politics are the stuff of printing for export in the 18th century. But what that does, what that process of making for the market by making what is least obtainable does, is to threaten that you'll wind up with a press consisting entirely of government periodicals and pornography. And what are you going to do to prevent that? You're going to try and give printers a stake in the progress of literature, which is what the copyright law really is. It's a grand Jeffersonian sort of an idea, right? That we will turn the democracy into a way for encouraging virtue among printers. And we'll get everything to work in such a way as to speed the diffusion of knowledge and the useful arts. So, in that sense, copyright law takes a rise from a noble experiment intended to meet an appropriate 18th or early 19th century problem.
I believe that talking through the internet, email, chatting, forums are a form of self-expression.
ACTA is a weapon of mass legal uncertainty. By putting legal and monetary pressure on any internet access provider or any service provider, the entertainment industries will be able to force them to filter the net, remove content, and block access to users.
Billions in lost revenue here, and I know that these firms aren't particularly poor, but that shouldn't really condone theft. How would you go about stopping it?
And now there is something new. It's called ACTA, the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, and it's pretty dodgy.
You see, under ACTA, if you steal, share, or even use something that isn't yours, you may then face a punishment such as being disconnected from the internet completely, receiving a fine, or jail time, federal prison, bamboo shoots under the fingernails, waterboarding, having your head nailed to the floor, having a hatchet go right through your face.
Percentage of the population was able to do that. The internet made it possible for everyone who had a personal computer that was connected to the network to, in effect, have a printing press and a broadcasting station and a place of assembly, a place where community could take place, a marketplace.
As you probably know, New Zealand and US cooperated on taking down Mega Upload. Some of you might say that ACTA is the one to blame for this. But at the end, there was no change of legislation. It's only change of cooperation.
Along came ACTA, a proposal for international copyright. Now that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's kind of a good thing. I mean, your rights get to be protected internationally. Anywhere you go, anything you do will be protected.
Yeah, they do it in a very shady way. Like, the media companies don't outwardly come out and say, yeah, this is our doing. Like, they'll never do that.
Where Manhattan is thought of as a center of printing in the 19th century, it will be thought of as a center of publishing in the 20th century, and that's a very different meaning. It's not about the light industrial process of printing something on pieces of paper. It's about the control of a larger, vertically integrated system of cultural production.
We also know that stopping file sharing is impossible without destroying the net. But we can use file sharing as a pretext to gain control of the internet in order to remain in power.
Can you imagine your internet service provider policing everything you do online?
You're screwed. Pack your bag, you're coming to the USA. They got a nice cold jail cell they're building for you. Oh, statutory damages, $150,000 per infringed work? Oh, come on, you must have downloaded 8 movies in the last year for Mega Uploads. They got all those records. You know what? Your family's going to be bankrupted. You could kiss your home goodbye. No college for you? You're going to be in jail.
The chilling effects on free speech.
Making devices much more powerful and less expensive every year. That means that a 5-year-old's video game has all the power that all the computers in the world had not too long ago. That's a tremendous advantage in terms of putting the ability to produce and distribute culture in the hands of many, many people.
What's really important is to fight whenever ACTA is implemented in a harmful way. You know, ACTA it's very simple. ACTA says, you know, piracy is bad, and you got to make sure that you have ways of stopping it, etc. Very, very vague. If countries will implement draconian laws that massively invade your privacy, that, you know, massively inhibit freedom of speech, then we really have to fight.
Anyways, because of this act, I will not be allowed to make parodies anymore of any kind. If I do, I will go to jail for 5 years.
You bought something and then shared it with them. You shared the knowledge. It wasn't stealing.
We're screwed. We're about to enter a new age where internet freedom is going to be extremely highly censored.
Once media enterprises have come into existence, once New York City is a center of publishing rather than printing, then any new medium that comes along has to be co-opted in the same way. The principle of vertical integration has to be maintained. And as you move from publishing on paper to radio broadcasting, television broadcasting, news dissemination, financial information dissemination, you apply the same model to it. Somebody makes it, that creates a property interest, that property interest is transferred through an employment contract, and becomes a disposable piece of property in a market economy.
Downloading a song, sharing pictures, or anything that's copyright infringing will be monitored by the government and will be monitored by your internet service provider, and you will most likely go to jail.
Where's the mass protest?
As citizens, we must urge our representatives to reject ACTA.
They're just putting this through. They're not asking anyone's opinion. They don't care about you.
the whole food thing, huh? You know, it does come down. I mean, we can talk information control all we want, but in the final analysis, it comes down to food. I mean, it does. It comes down to food, water, and air. You know, you cut that off, and you will have a population very quickly doing whatever you want. So when Bill Gates starts talking about controlling food, I start getting super nervous. And when he talks about genetically modifying mosquitoes, like, that's the last thing I need is Microsoft, you know, who can barely run an operating system, releasing a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes into the environment. No, thank you.
It's called the RIAA.
Those who can afford, or those who have the weapons to control a newspaper printing facility or a television broadcasting system, have the power to inform and persuade.
Fuck up the internet, please.
And if ACTA passes, it would make it illegal for scum like you to steal copyrighted materials, such as jokes. Because those who do are terrorists. And terrorists are anti-American.
If the technology makes another change and control no longer inherently resides in the artifact of information itself, then copyright has to become a law about control.
That's right. United States, we're number one for imprisoning our population because the corporations run the prisons. And what does a corporation want to do? They want more clients. They want more profits. So the more people they can imprison, the more money those prisons are making. Oh, and they're forced labor, too.
Conspiracies, drug reports.
And it's basically these old media companies are losing a lot of money, so they're basically going to the government and pushing for these bills so they can claw back any advantages they had over the internet.
To sign a petition, please do. Otherwise, there'll be nothing left.
They're going to be monitoring everything that you're doing on your computer. It will give them the power to the ISPs to do that. And if you have any illegal shit on your computer, you will go to jail.
I mean, come on, man. They want to stop all type of shit. Act to sound like some shit about wiping people off this earth, believe it or not. If you sit down and watch the video that I watched, you hear what they said. They said ACTA is trying to police the internet, you know, censor the internet.
Come to the country that imprisons more of its children than any other country on earth, and one of the only countries on earth that actually executes children. Welcome to Disney. You've seen the videos on YouTube. They beat the crap out of people in the streets with impunity. For God's sakes, don't go to any of our major cities. Don't come here. This is the most dangerous place in the world to be. This is the last place on Earth you want to be a tourist to right now.
ACTA is the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement.
The bill's recently been signed by the US, North Korea, Ireland, and it's going to be signed by the rest of the EU apparently in the next couple of days or so, or at least they promise that they do that. It's called the ACTA bill.
Okay, so already this sounds rather ridiculous.
Shut the internet, shut YouTube down and all that. Now, the internet gets shut down, folks. What happens? Crimes get committed. People start dying because people killing each other because they don't got nothing else better to do.
Protection of artists and creators' rights, they say? I don't believe it.
The ability of powerful and well-financed players to manipulate a distributed system should not be overlooked.
Which is criminalizing the use of a mobile phone camera in a cinema.
And people are listening, downloading music because they're just lazy.
They are going to take away our freedom. Our freedom of speech, our right to privacy.
Initially destroy our internet.
Essentially, ACTA is about protecting intellectual property, from music and books to pharmaceuticals and clothes.
ACTA is going to lead to certain issues in certain countries. We have to be very vigilant and fight against those developments when they come.
Hacker attacks of the anonymous group on governmental websites.
Extremely, extremely fucking evil, man.
Movie companies and music companies, while they still make a lot of money now.
Join a global anti-piracy pact the protesters say threatens the freedom of internet users.
Come on, man. If you're a part of ACTA and you support this shit, stop. For real, let people be people. Let us live our life. If somebody commit a crime, lock them up. It sounds like we're gonna be on probation if this shit go through. You gotta watch how you talk. You gotta watch how you dress.
And they share the same values. They're afraid that the internet would be censored, that the websites would be blocked.
The idea behind ACTA is certainly to increase the possibilities for enforcement internationally.
We all should watch what our governments are doing. But don't follow other people blindly. Read these damn things. Most things that people say that are in ACTA aren't even there. Just understand you are making us look all bad if you don't read it.
So now we are seeing the beginning of a vast expansion of literacy, not only in the ability to send words on a page, but television and audio and software and music and movies from any spot to any other spot.
Those little sales, they may seem little to us, but they're a massive part of the economy. And those guys want everything. You know, it's the greed factor. I want everything. You know, Google wants all the searches and all the phone calls and all of the everythings.
But as you are probably aware, there is a new thing called ACTA. And it seems that it might be even worse and global.
So illegal file swapping under current laws. What difference might the ACTA deal make to such arrests, do you think?
We're gathered today amongst like-minded countries to negotiate a secret agreement. We don't have to bother with parliaments or public opinions. We can use it to control the internet. We can also use it to please the pharmaceutical industry by blocking generic medicines in transit to poor countries.
But I damn well know the internet is brilliant at the moment. It's providing people jobs from making videos and online content.
The people who are protesting, they were holding banners down with the censorship and free the internet, believing that this agreement could in fact lead to serious censorship on the internet.
Now, you're playing basketball with them and teaching them the rules of the game, and all the time, every single thing you say and do, because obviously they got cameras on you as well, is being recorded meticulously.
If you look online about all the stories about Mega Upload, you don't see this part of it. Do you see this part? What I'm telling you right now, have you heard this anywhere else? You got to make sure you tell everyone what the truth is about Mega Upload, because this is just the first one. They're going to be doing rapid share and all the other ones. And they're going to storm these offices, take their computers, and they're going to have your information in them.
But if the users of the internet start compromising their freedom now, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future.
You can kiss $150,000 goodbye, because they're going to be coming after you. I mean, really coming after you.
And finally, crucifixion, and then time travel back in time to be crucified again. Oh yes, that's right, crucifixion.
YouTube will be gone. Tumblr will be gone. The most important thing is share this with all your friends, especially the ones that really value the internet, and explain to them it's going to change everything. It's going to change Facebook, it's going to change Twitter, it's going to change Google, it's going to change everything.
The US government has the ability to take down websites now.
And it pretty much will ruin the internet. Okay, there'll be global protest if it does pass, obviously, because no one's going to accept it if it does happen. But even if it does come into place for a week, it will still cause unbelievable havoc.
Then, I realized that it's a piece of shit. The fact that the United States, as well as many other European countries, are looking into signing it is a joke.
Because this is the reaction to a very unclear legal landscape and a very unfair situation that exists both in the law and in certain commercial deals online.
Very large-scale social changes were enabled by a literate population.
Wikipedia and Google partially obscuring and blocking their websites in protest.
Do you know what was in those files? All the user information.
Internet should not be a space of legal anarchy.
We are constantly reevaluating things, constantly reading up on all the new developments. I wish I didn't have to, but I spend a significant part of my day reading all the stuff, reading through the bills, reading through all the articles.
Because there was no public debate at all on ACTA.
Well, right now the United States government is trying to pass certain legislation to make such actions illegal.
ACTA is an agreement between countries. An agreement about an international legal framework. Basically, it says what countries that agree with it should do with piracy. But on its own, it doesn't have any legal weight. It's just a bunch of countries saying, we are going to fight piracy, lol.
Because you won't be able to post all these pictures, because a lot of them you do not have the rights to post, because you did not take the photograph.
Well, basically, they allow your ISP to track everything you do and report it to the government.
Democratization of the ability to create and distribute not only your opinions, but all sorts of media.
I would start with reforming the law.
So you know what that means. If you use copyrighted material, you will have a nuclear explosion in your pants.
If the poor people who can't afford the expensive name brand drugs, you know, you're fucked if this law go pass. You're gonna die. You know, there's no more you. You know, see you later, sayonara. Should have made more money in life. You see what I'm saying?
Massive censorship of the web without legal process. That is absolutely atrocious. That stuff would destroy the internet as we know it.
They'll have every single bit of data that they receive and send monitored for copyright content.
You begin to get para-copyright law. Law which is about control over use, not control over production. Because that jointure between the user, the consumer, the producer, and the distributor has become too tight, and the law has to get in there and force a differentiation of roles again. But that's nothing to do with where copyright started. It's nothing to do with what made copyright law effective in the organization of media in the first place.
Well, basically, it is destined to protect the intellectual property.
All we need to do is to keep an eye on our governments, and we are pretty much okay.
You put up a video clip, you put up a video game, put up music, it was cut off the whole internet just because it wanted more money for its media. Which is bullshit, because they should just invest and do new things on the internet. I don't understand why they don't just do something with the internet, put movies on the internet. You know, I know obviously it will kill cinema, but like, work around it.
Governmental websites, including Prime Minister's website, including the Digital and Cultural Ministry's websites.
The public have been kept in the dark for so long.
Electrocution clamps on your testicles.
You pull all of your goddamn business out of America. If you're on the internet, you don't work with an American company, you don't use our server space, you don't use our IP registrars, or you could find yourself in an American prison for the rest of your life. You remember that. That's why no tourists come to America anymore. Our tourism is dead.
We might see that the problem of piracy, the problem of copying goods illegally, comes to the end.
And now Obama's administration has all the files. They're going to know every one of you that ever uploaded and everyone that ever downloaded. You're all screwed.
The internet got up in arms and we managed to get them put on the shelf.
When you have a copyright industry, that's talking about extraditing a person who has done nothing but linking to TV shows.
They also had sticking tape glued to their mouths, symbolizing this way that their mouths will be shut by this new agreement.
The thought police would then basically descend upon you, and you would be punished, if you like.
Centralized systems of communication that are expensive to operate naturally support a centralized and hierarchical power structure.
The government gave its support to an international anti-piracy treaty.
And now they're trying to, and they're talking about stopping generic drugs before it even gets to the people who need it. You know, everybody's not rich. We can't afford the expensive name-bearing drugs. You know what I'm saying? If I got the choice, when I got a swollen ankle, to get some shit other than Tylenol, if they got something called Bilinol, you know, it works the same, I'm going to get the Bilinol instead of the Tylenol, you know, or Brastin instead of aspirin. You see what I'm saying? So there's no generic drugs, people like me who need that. You know, well, I don't need that, but let's talk about the people with the diabetics, the people with cancer, the people who need the drugs but cannot afford the expensive drugs. There should even, to be honest with you, there should not be a difference between drugs when somebody, you know, needs it. Okay, you get the generic shit, you know, because you don't got enough money to get the expensive shit. It's about money. You know what I'm saying?
Our freedom of speech will be killed completely. We can't do anything. We can't go on, and it'll just put us straight back down.
Okay, so here is the most absurd thing of all about ACTA, in my view at least, and in the view of many others as well.
It used to be you had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a video camera. You had to spend hundreds of dollars per hour to edit it. Now those capabilities are much more are broadly available.
Instead of just going, if you have copyright on your computer, you're fucked, and we're going to check your computer. It's a complete invasion of privacy.
Because before we know it, the internet could change for the worse.
They seize the computers and the files.
Could actually take down Facebook because of what people were uploading to it. Or, you know, it could put Justin Bieber in jail for 3 years because he is playing a copyrighted song and uploading the video to YouTube. And so I think that once it kind of hits home, people realize that the law really isn't keeping up with the technology.
Several very harsh hacker attacks on
complete ignorance for the real problem of piracy online. The politicians avoid talking about reforming intellectual property law. They avoid the very concept that something might be wrong with the law as it stands now.
ACTA has been lobbied in private with the government.
Is that the most shocking, sick thing? Think about it. President Obama's administration, the Department of Justice, making single moms and college kids pay $150,000 per infringed copyrighted work. No kidding.
Attacks were, as far as we know, performed by the anonymous hacker group.
What these people are afraid of is that ACTA will, quote, seriously hinder European innovation in the digital market while undermining fundamental rights and democracy at large.
I'm screwed. I'll go to jail. What is this? And like any content I have on my channel already, I'll have to take it down.
Obviously, people all over the world are completely freaking out about this issue, but I think it's important to remember that it's not about any one particular bill. It's about the freedom of expression.
In other words, culture contained in analog artifacts was culture whose control resulted from the difficulty of making it, moving it, and selling it. Control came naturally as part of the process of the existence of the medium itself. What happened when we moved at the end of the 20th century to digital media was that the process by which memory became experience over the long history from the book to the Edison motion picture became, memory is now immediacy. It's the things we make ourselves instead of remembering. We're sitting in a bar with our friends and we have a camera in every cell phone and a movie camera in every cell phone, and everything we take goes straight to Flickr and to YouTube, and in fact, memory is becoming an attribute of the network now, and experience is becoming an attribute of the network now, and the control that used to reside in the very making of the artifacts is up for grabs. And that's what I think moves us from a world of the Catholic Church's control over ideas threatened by the Protestant artifact of the book to a world in which the Edisonian companies benefited from control not over the book but over celluloid and how to punch the little holes, to a world in which the network made control, like production, as easy as consumption and disciplined behavior. And that's the enormous threat, promise, and wisdom of the technology for our time, that it challenges the very bases of control.
Then he again could be liable to face charges.
Do you think that we should be as concerned about ACTA as they are, and why? Leave a comment down below.
While you're down there, hit the like button, jump up and subscribe, hit this annotation bar for more stories, download the Philly D app for instant updates, and check back later for more stories.
Freedom of speech should be wiped out without ACTA, you know? So you think about that. No internet, everything's censored, there's nothing to do. Let's go shoot a motherfucker in the face.
They're gonna control you, they're gonna own you, they're gonna take away everything you own. Because that's what they do, they have no hearts. And you're going to watch their media? You're going to support these monsters? No way.
I mean, ACTA is so ridiculous that you can even get to the extent where you're essentially copywriting a sentence. It's that stupid.
It just won't exist anymore.
Is the United States planning to bring charges against 25% of the internet users, including you?
The widespread availability of devices that enable people to compute and to capture and distribute media, we're only judging that on the basis of what we know from the past. We really need to look forward to what entire populations of people are going to be able to do. Are they going to be able to do scientific research together? We're now seeing with distributed computation that people lend their computing power to big scientific efforts to understand how proteins fold or the immune system works or how weather systems propagate, entirely new economic systems. We have a very crude price system that allocates value according to what populations are willing to pay for commodities.
That sharing this video is essential, because if we don't share this and ACTA passes, then we're all stuffed. No more basketball with your kids.
I do think that in other countries we have seen a lot of anger. Maybe it wasn't in the streets, but it was definitely to be seen online.
We don't need ACTA coming in here and being a bitch.
Most of the country's government websites were hijacked by the anonymous group.
ACTA isn't just a bill. It's already being passed. It's a law.
I think that democracy has its problems. The mob is as dangerous as the tyrant.
Then, with that data, there'll be people who are actually having to go through every little thing that you say, even if you're just mumbling under your breath, absolutely everything you say, they have to go through and check to see if it's copyright or not. They have to basically figure out whether you're breaking this agreement. If they feel that you are, then you can not only have your internet disconnected, okay, but you can also face, as I said earlier, criminal charges, fines, and even jail time.
To crack down on the freedom of speech online.
People feel oppressed by that.
This is such an abuse of power that I think time is more than ripe for a serious review of what we want with copyright law. And it's certainly not calling our teenagers terrorists.
Moreover, ISPs would actually check on their own servers to see if there was any copyright content, okay? So this would completely destroy, and I mean destroy, any sites with user-generated content, whether it be pictures, music, or video. It really doesn't matter. It would just ruin them. Can you think in your head? Think, right, okay, so...
has upset many internet users across the country.
They want to enforce it all over the world, but this doesn't mean that this is good for the people.
About how the bill sort of holds internet service providers, ISPs, responsible for content that they're hosting. And ACTA has provisions in it that could punish those ISPs for websites that they're hosting. And that is kind of, a lot of people believe that that's the beginning of censorship online and closing down the open web.
So they give this however many minute tutorial and then post it on the internet. Alright, now this is where ACTA becomes really stupid. You are like, because you wouldn't be able to do that. It would be against the law to do that, because you would essentially be sharing information that you have, in the words of ACTA, that is counterfeit. Even though it's not being stolen from anywhere, it doesn't matter. Because you've taken someone's service of teaching you and are then giving it away for free. You're sharing it.
With open source software production, the rise of peer production of software. We're seeing with Wikipedia the collective creation of knowledge or aggregation of knowledge, what Yochai Benkler calls commons-based peer production.
Down with censorship. The anti-counterfeit trade agreement known as ACTA.
To protest ACTA, the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. Anonymous also took on the Polish government's websites through DDoS attacks. Could ACTA still be changed or stopped?
Punishing the corporation that produces knives for knives being used to kill somebody. ACTA will be used to monitor our internet activity.
At the end of the day, the internet is something that we all use, and it's something that we're all a part of.
They have a very strong businesses which rely on intellectual property laws.
We need to think broadly in terms of the kind of economic, political, and cultural power that can be wielded by populations that formerly were wielded only by small numbers of people.
Oh, man. Shit. And one thing is another, you know? I'm telling you, it's always something new. Somebody always want to do something to us. ACTA! You know? ACTA!
If we don't act now, then the internet's going to be gone.
Any legislation must be founded in the public opinion of what's right and wrong.
An international agreement that lumps piracy and counterfeiting into one, which has been discussed behind closed doors for nearly 6 years.
Okay, what is this? Seriously, like, we're completely diving into 1984 now, because this is just, like, total surveillance, and, like, as well as total surveillance, just ridiculous things going on, such as people who haven't been elected getting all the power just by default, if you like.
I would not put too much trust in the utopian decentralization of power without an accompanying kind of education about the use of that power.
For all you people that don't know what ACTA is, that's just probably worser. You know what I'm saying? Worser is not a word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
It's absolutely ridiculous that people who have not only not been voted into power, but might not even know how to use, like, Microsoft Word properly, have the power and the ability to vote on this behind our backs.
We have to warn the people they're about to lose their homes, their careers, and they're going to be put in prison, because that's what the laws are in the United States.
It's just completely absurd, and that is why I urge you, with all my sincerity that I possibly can muster, to hit share and also to tell your friends about this, because we cannot let this pass. We cannot let it pass.
Then they trying to control the seeds that you get for crops. It's people who depend on the seed of the crops. We all do. We eat corn, you eat peas, you eat that. Farmers, small town folks help the world go around. Believe it or not, if people stop farming, we'd be fucked. You know, how are you going to get the chickens, killed and cooked and plucked? How are you going to get your corn? How are you going to get your sweet peas and all that other shit? Carrots, you know? Like, for real, all the stuff that they're trying to prevent will kill people.
These small companies become big companies. They have to start working with governments, not just the US government, but governments around the world.
If you do post this video, once ACTA comes into place and all these methods of blocking content are in place, it's going to be easy. It's going to be a click of the fingers for the government or the system to eradicate your video from the face of the earth. Because if they don't like it, then they can probably find a way to get rid of it.
No, motherfucker, if you can't afford expensive drugs, it's tight on you. You're not going to be able to eat this food because we're preventing the crops from growing. And the internet is just a whole nother thing. You don't deserve to be on the internet because you're too damn black. Or your mouth is too loud. Or whatever the case may be.
You are a 40-year-old father, okay? You have a wife and you have two children. Now, you are... So you're this father and you learn at the age of 40 to play basketball. Because you feel that basketball is a fun sport, whatever. Okay, so you begin to learn basketball and you pay like a tutor or a mentor, whatever you'd like to call it. You pay someone for individual one-to-one basketball lessons, okay? So eventually you become quite good at basketball, and you then, in your spare time, teach your children basketball, okay? You go to the local courts every day, wherever they may be, and you teach them basketball. Now, if ACTA passed, that would be a criminal act.
Well, both the copyright and patent laws, these principles of government control over information flow, they are, as law often is, pieces of technology made in a period of material stratum A, surviving into material stratum B. And so they mix a peculiar set of incentives and phenomena. The patent laws and the copyright laws are basically about 17th and 18th century conditions implemented in 19th century ways and then you know, redeployed in the 20th century to meet 21st century problems. The basic difficulty that presents itself that the law of copyright is meant to deal with is that, as you say, it's expensive to make a printing press, but once you've made it, you have to find a way to decide what to use it on. And the real question is, what should the printer spend his time printing? So you have to give the printer an incentive to print the particular thing. It isn't, as has been sometimes suggested by the owners of culture in the late 20th century, that if there weren't incentives, they wouldn't print anything at all. They are, of course, going to run the press. And the man builds a press because he can make money printing something. The question is whether what he ought to print is somebody's business cards, somebody's wedding invitations, or somebody's novel. In other words, the question is how to determine what it is that gets made with the scarce industrial processes of making. Culture is profitable if you can buy it cheap and sell it dear. And it is to that extent profitable because it's special, different, or unique. What floods into France, as Robert Darnton showed in thinking about 18th century French culture, what flows into France from the presses of Amsterdam is what the French aren't allowed to make for themselves, which is why pornography and politics are the stuff of printing for export in the 18th century. But what that does, what that process of making for the market by making what is least obtainable does, is to threaten that you'll wind up with a press consisting entirely of government periodicals and pornography. And what are you going to do to prevent that? You're going to try and give printers a stake in the progress of literature, which is what the copyright law really is. It's a grand Jeffersonian sort of an idea, right? That we will turn the democracy into a way for encouraging virtue among printers. And we'll get everything to work in such a way as to speed the diffusion of knowledge and the useful arts. So, in that sense, copyright law takes a rise from a noble experiment intended to meet an appropriate 18th or early 19th century problem. And it, by the Edisonian period, has evolved what is the necessary concomitant for its time, which is the work for hire doctrine. It has to become possible to use that system for encouraging virtue among printers, actually to encourage the success of larger commercial publishing enterprises. Where Manhattan is thought of as a center of printing in the 19th century, it will be thought of as a center of publishing in the 20th century, and that's a very different meaning. It's not about the light industrial process of printing something on pieces of paper. It's about the control of a larger, vertically integrated system of cultural production. And for that, you need the work for hire doctrine. As 18th century booksellers in London needed Grub Street, that is, some content producer to meet the demand of the wide pipe of printing that their concentration of the machinery of printing and binding has set up, the Edisonian institutions needed content behind them, and they needed content they could claim to own. So in that sense, copyright becomes, through the work for hire doctrine and its relationship to the law of employment, copyright becomes the organizational organic document for these immense media enterprises. Once media enterprises have come into existence, once New York City is a center of publishing rather than printing, then any new medium that comes along has to be co-opted in the same way. The principle of vertical integration has to be maintained. And as you move from publishing on paper to radio broadcasting, television broadcasting, news dissemination, financial information dissemination, you apply the same model to it. Somebody makes it, that creates a property interest, that property interest is transferred through an employment contract and becomes a disposable piece of property in a market economy. That seems to meet the need for the industrial organizations of the time. Now, if the technology makes another change and control no longer inherently resides in the artifact of information itself, then copyright has to become a law about control, not a law about these organizational dispositions. And you begin to get, as in the DMCA or the European Copyright or the European Union Copyright Directive, you begin to get para-copyright law. Law which is about control over use, not control over production. Because that jointure between the user, the consumer, the producer, and the distributor has become too tight, and the law has to get in there and force a differentiation of roles again. But that's nothing to do with where copyright started. It's nothing to do with what made copyright law effective in the organization of media in the first place.